This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Feline friends, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So today we're going to talk to the pet parent of a superstar cat. Yes. And also trains her cat. So this is going to be a really interesting show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We have today Molly O'Neill. She is the pet parent of Mayo, who was featured in a Super Bowl commercial. And she is also, besides just being Mayo's pet parent, she also does some training and acting and a whole host of other skills. So welcome, Molly. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited to be here.
We're calling your cat Mayo, but his real name is Chipmunk.
That's right. That's right. I actually have two Siberian cats that look alike. One is named Squirrel and one is named Chipmunk. And Chipmunk was used in the Hellman's Mayonnaise Super Bowl commercial, and he was called Mayo Cat with Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson.
That is so cool. So when did you know Chipmunk was a star?
Great question. He sort of came out the gates with an amazing personality, super bombastic. During feeding time, he would launch himself up onto me, like jump from the floor up to my arms for the food bowl. He always loved food. And he's just huge personality, but also a super sweet cuddler and loves to have a good snuggle. So I just knew right away this cat is really special and full of life.
And you said he's Siberian?
Yes, him and Squirrel are Siberian cats.
Can you tell us a little bit about Siberian? Are their personalities more outgoing than other cats, or he's just, you know, super special? Well, he, of course, he's super special.
Yes. Well, I have fallen in love with the breed of Siberian cats. I originally got Squirrel. He was my first Siberian because my husband is allergic to cats. And shockingly, Siberian cats with all their fluff and fur are actually some of the most hypoallergenic cats you can get. It's all about the protein in their saliva that they produce, and they produce the least amount of it. So I started with Squirrel and just found amazing personality. Almost, people say dog-like, but I always feel bad saying that about cats because I'm like, well, no, it's cat-like. Just really fun temperament, easy to train, very, very smart, and love their people. Usually like to sit right next to their people rather than super cuddlers, but actually Chip is a good cuddler. But they're an amazing breed that originally comes from Russia, but now has made its way into the States for a long time now. And so there are several Siberians around. You can actually even find Siberian mixes in a lot of shelters these days. And they're just really, really cool, amazing cats. You might hear something in the background. Literally, as we speak, my cat is trying to break into the treat cabinet. So that's how smart they are.
You know what? It's funny you said dog-like because my first cat was Dennis. He found me and he's part Maine Coon. And I didn't know this, but I heard over and over that they're like, you know, the dog of cats. And I know you don't like to use that expression, but
right, right.
But, you know, Dennis is the same. He'll literally come tap you when you're eating lettuce because he wants it. Lettuce. What? I mean, so strange. So what was it like to train Chipmunk? Because a lot of people out there think cats can't be trained, but they're actually smarter than dogs from what I've heard.
They really are so smart. And these guys are so fun to train. A lot of it's treat motivated, but cats can learn all kinds of different things. My cats know how to sit, shake, a little cute sit pretty. They know how to hit a mark, just like an actor. They learn how to, you know, watch. I have this little training stick, so they watch that. So if I need to get their eyeline somewhere else. So they have all these cool tricks that they've learned. They can learn to lie down, roll over, all of those fun things. The trick is also with what I do and taking them other places to work on commercials is I have to travel them a lot when they're young because, you know, cats can get so secure in their home and can do all their tricks and fun things in their home. But you have to travel them a lot in order to be able to take them other places. You know, you see all these cats going on adventures, and that is something that we do a lot. We go over to friends' houses. We go on hikes safely with a cat backpack, of course. But, you know, we travel a lot of places so that when we go somewhere to film a commercial, they're not nervous or scared or uncomfortable. So that's a big one for us. But cats are so intelligent, and a lot of times the training is for treats. Like with dogs, sometimes you can train for toys or for affection. And cats, sometimes that's the case. I mean, my squirrel, he loves like neck scratches. So like, but mostly it's treats, and it's really fun engagement for their mind. Cats came from living outside, hunting, extreme stimulation outside. So when you can train your cat's tricks at home, it really gives them a lot of mental stimulation and helps kind of engage that brain a little bit more than just kind of laying around the house. So I highly encourage people to try to teach their cats anything. It's really fun engagement and bonding between you and your cat.
That's really interesting to hear. And when you talk about engagement, even if for everyone listening, I mean, even if you're not going to, most of us are not going to ever have a star cat, you know, but engaging their minds, even with, you know, play and prey is, for their cats, and good mental stimulation, and it gets them moving, which is important. What was it like to learn to travel with your cat as far as the backpack? You said you started small, but even sometimes it could be so difficult to put your cat in a, you know, just to get your cat to the vet.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I always recommend to people, you know, I say utilize your off time. So everybody thinks, okay, it's time to go to the vet. I got to work on the carrier thing. And I say, no, I mean, what about a day when, you know, you're not thinking about the vet? You don't have to go to the vet. What about just feeding your cat in its carrier, putting it in the car and driving around the block and then giving it maybe a little more treat in its carrier and then come back inside and you don't go anywhere. And that way, if you do those little things that can take 5 or 10 minutes of your day, for the cat, it's huge because your cat has a positive experience with getting in the carrier and being put in the car. So then not every time they're going in the carrier, they're thinking, oh, we're going to the vet, that big scary place. So sometimes doing things like that can help. I also am a big fan of, I never force my cats to do anything that makes them uncomfortable. So I'm always watching them. If I see those airplane ears, if I see those big eyes suddenly look and seem fearful, you know, I'm always watching my cat when I'm out and about because I never want to put them in a situation where they get too scared, because once they get that extreme fear or something builds, that is a huge memory in their brain now, and they associate it with wherever they are and whatever they're doing. So I really am always monitoring my cat when we're out and about and making sure that they don't have any bad experiences. We've gone to the beach before and, you know, we were having fun and just enjoying time with our friends. And I went a little bit closer to the water and I saw that squirrel's ears went airplane mode. He's looking at the waves like, I don't know, I don't like that sound. That's too much energy. So we just backed off and I said, okay, we don't have to go down there. So it's just paying attention to your cat's signals, but also doing those things 5-10 minutes a day that help them make positive associations with their carrier or whatever you're trying to do.
I have not heard this before. Airplane ears, is that when they're flat?
Yeah, they go back and they're flat and then their eyes kind of get really buggy. And airplane ears can happen in a lot of different situations. It can happen when they're about to hiss because they're alert and upset. It can happen when they're listening to something behind them or when they're trying to keep all of their senses attuned. But it's usually, you know, it's not always a negative thing, but it's usually nervous or unsure very often.
Yeah, I agree, because Molly is my most cat-like cat. Uh-huh. I hate to say it like that, but Dennis is part Maine Coon and he's different. So I think from growing up with dogs and now having cats for the last 20 years, almost 20 years, they are a little harder to read than dogs. But once you start to read them, you can get really good at reading them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and dogs can also work through things easier. So like once a cat gets uncomfortable, it's only going downhill from there. Like it's really hard to sort of work a cat through something in the same way that you do with a dog. So paying attention to their signals is super important. And the eyes bugging, their eyes turning and locking on something. You know, if they turn and look at a person kind of with wide eyes, I'm thinking, uh-oh, something has caught their attention or made them upset, you know? So just paying attention to those small signals can be huge.
Thank you. You told us about some of Chipmunk's talents. Did you share all of them and also any of his unusual habits?
Yeah, so he also, him and his brother Squirrel are also in a commercial that's running right now where he had to jump and hang on some curtains. So that was a really fun one to train because he loves to jump. He can jump into arms. Yeah, I think I mentioned the sit, lay down. We teach an on your side, going to a mark. We teach them to run, like if they have to run from one room to another. So we have these little sound makers that they run to. So yeah, those are a lot of his training, you know, behaviors. But I would say in general, just they're both really amazing cats because they're so brave. And then Chipmunk is also has this sweetheart cuddly factor where he loves to make biscuits with, you know, with his little feet all the time. And he's just a sweet cuddle bug, which makes him a very special cat.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and talk more about how he became a star and what it takes to make a star and what the commercial was like. We'll be right back after this break. Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, CrossBred Canine helps bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At CrossBred Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, helping you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, the number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Molly O'Neill, the pet parent of Chipmunk, who is in the Mayo Super Bowl commercial, Hellmann's Mayonnaise Super Bowl commercial with Kate McKinnon. So, Molly, what does it take for a cat to be a TV star? Because a lot of people out there think, you know, my cat is so cute and cuddly, and I think he or she could be in commercials and do all that. But it looks easy on when you see the finished version on TV, but I know from experience that it's not. What is it really like?
Well, first of all of your cats are cute and cuddly. That's for sure. I get people showing me their cats all the time, and I fully agree. I love to see every picture of every cat and every video. And, you know, what it's really about to do this kind of work is it's more about the, obviously your cat is cute and adorable and wonderful, and it's more about the cat's feelings. How does the cat feel? So the most important thing is confidence. When we take a cat on a big movie set, there's a lot of scary stuff, big equipment, lots of new people, strangers, new places, things moving. So you really need a cat that has a lot of confidence in a new environment. That's probably number one, because even if you have a cat that's really well-trained or super awesome, you know, if they're uncomfortable, if they don't want to take a treat, if they feel nervous, then it's not going to be putting them in a good situation. So I would say number one is confidence. And then after that, I would say number two would be willingness to learn and train ability. I have also two calico cats that are wonderful, and they also do this, but they are, you know, a little more moody girls, and that's typical of their breed. And so I just am very selective about what I do with them and what I don't do with them. So I would say, yeah, number one, confidence, and number two, trainability, willingness to engage and learn and, you know, comfort around new people and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Did Chipmunk watch himself in the commercial?
He did. Yes, he did. We were with family watching the Super Bowl, And I happen to be from Kansas City, so we put a little Chiefs jersey on him, and we all hung out. And when his commercial came on, we actually, let him watch, and we all cheered, and it was a pretty awesome moment.
That's great, and it helps that it was two great teams, an amazing game. I mean, it was one of, I think, the most popular Super Bowls or the most watched Super Bowls in years, if not the most watched. And what was it like with Chipmunk working with Kate McKinnon?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. She's a total cat person and just very, gosh, what a great spirit. As soon as I handed him over to her, you know, she's scratching him on the neck and doing all the perfect cat person moves. And I was just like, oh, this is perfect. So it was really, really fun. And she's just, I mean, what a talent and amazing person to work with. And on top of it, she's a cat person. So they were totally in love with each other. And I thought they might run off into the sunset, but but it was really, really a joy. It was really great.
Can you tell us, how did, I'm calling him Chipmunk by his name, but he was Mayo Cat in the Super Bowl commercial. How did he talk in the commercial?
So he actually does meow. And so we had several takes of just working that meow. And the way I kind of do that is I talk to him and I kind of say, like, what do you have to say, Chipmunk? What do you, you know, kind of how we all talk to our cats at home. And that's how I actually get him to meow. So we did that on set, which then, of course, turned into the meow, and it was great.
And what was it like to work with Hellmann's?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. I mean, when we found out about the commercial, it was so exciting because I was like, man, Hellmann's is such a, I mean, it's such a huge brand. I've had them in my fridge for, you know, since I was a kid. And so I was like, this is such an exciting brand to work for. And then once the commercial got going, I mean, it was so much fun. We got a lot of attention from the commercial, which was very exciting. And so we got to do a lot of promotional work and it was just such a joy. I think my favorite thing about working with Hellmann's though is their new campaign, which is Make Taste, Not Waste. And I know at our house, we're big on, you know, using leftovers, trying not to throw food out. And I thought it was such a brilliant way to explain that concept to people. And I know Kate McKinnon was also a big fan of using your leftovers, trying not to waste food. So it was really a joy to be involved in that in this small way with Mayo Cat.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear about how they want to reduce food waste, because that's one of my peeves too. I hate wasting things.
Exactly.
So Molly, when you have a superstar cat, so I'm thinking Hollywood, and I did live in LA for a while, so I have a little familiarity with it, but I know that, you know, most stars need agents and they have calls and all this other stuff. Is the same thing true for cats? Like superstar cats like Chipmunk?
Yes. So in a way, yes. It's not exactly the same as actors, but so we are part of a company called Hollywood Animals, which is a fantastic company that's been in the business a long time. They are really hands-on and understand animals' needs, which is really important when you're talking to somebody about making a commercial with an animal. You know, the company you're working with has to really understand what their needs are, how to communicate that to the production, and also how to make sure you submit the right animal for the right job, because you want a cat that's going to be confident, be able to meow on cue. And, you know, there's all these specific behaviors that you have to make sure the animal is suited for the job. So production reached out to Hollywood Animals and we submitted several different cats and they just really loved Chipmunk's little face and said, that's the cat. That's our Mayo cat. We want that one.
You were telling us about familiarity as far as comfortable to work with people and be on a set. And there's so many moving parts. And a lot of us, a lot of the audience that's listening and myself, I'm not on a set. I'm in a recording booth. There's nothing like that. But we've all seen, you know, TV and different movies where they'll show behind the scenes sets. So for two people on the set, there's 25 or 30 people that you can't see working. How do you, and I know you talked about this a little before, but how do you get your cat comfortable with that? Because I mean, my cats, if I have guests over, they're gone. They don't like that. So that seems to me such a challenge. And that would obviously be something that is the number one thing for a superstar cat. How do you overcome that? Or can you? Or is it just training bit by bit?
So absolutely. It is one of the biggest things, you know, to protect our cats and make sure that they're very comfortable on set. So the way that we do that is, for example, on this job, we had a cat room. So we had our own little sort of dressing room where the cats could hang out. And what we do as trainers is our focus is really on our cats all day. So we're thinking about how long has it been since they had their litter box break? Have they had their water? And each time, you know, when you're on a commercial, they reset. So they change all the lights and move locations for the next scene. And so during that time, the cats are in their little safe dressing room and having their litter box break, their water, anything they need. And then when everything is set up and ready, and so they don't have to move any more lights, they don't have to bring any more people in and out, that's when we bring the cat in so that the cat can just do their work when it's quiet and settled. And then as soon as we're done with that scene, we pick up our cats. Everybody waits to move until we've, you know, picked up our cats, returned them to their quiet dressing room, and then everybody can, you know, move and change lights and do whatever they need to do. So even though I've traveled these guys a ton, I take them everywhere with me. I try to get them used to traveling. So that part is not uncomfortable at all for them. But even still, with confident cats like mine that are super confident, they don't care about anything, I still am super protective of them because I know how quickly something can be scary to a cat. So I really try, even though they're super confident, I don't get too comfortable. You know, I don't relax. I also, you know, if one of the big celebrities is talking to you and you kind of are like, oh, this is fun, I want to hang out, but I know I need to get my cat back to their quiet room, I'll say, so nice talking to you. Please excuse me. I have to take the cat back to their room. So you can't get caught up in the excitement of Hollywood and lose your focus. You really have to keep your full focus on the animals to keep them happy, confident, and comfortable.
That makes a lot of sense. So where can, does Chipmunk have like his own Instagram? What other commercials can we look for him in? And I think is the Mayo spot also on a YouTube video someplace that people can see the commercial in case they want to revisit it?
Yes, absolutely. So Squirrel and Chipmunk have an Instagram. It is at @catnamedsquirrel. I did get Squirrel first. So @catnamedsquirrel is their Instagram that they are both on. And then I have all of the views of the commercial on there, as well as they were actually on the Vegas Sphere in promotion of Hellman's Mayonnaise. So that was really fun. So I have a bunch of cool behind the scenes videos for that. And then also Hellman's has their own Instagram page, and they have also a ton of clips of the commercial. I actually started following the page when we started working on the campaign and realized they also have really good recipes for things. So I've actually been following their page quite a bit. So the Hellman's Mayonnaise Instagram, and then also @catnamedsquirrel is where you can find all of our adventures with Squirrel and Chipmunk and the many commercials and TV shows and things that they're working on. And then also just their personal life, our travels, and what we like to do day to day as well.
Yeah, I just pulled up your Instagram and they are adorable. What now, they're Siberian. Are there anything for people that, you know, take a look and think, oh, I need a cat like Chipmunk? Is there anything unusual about the breed?
You know, this is an interesting one, but I have found that, and I've talked to other Siberian owners, so just a very random small tidbit is like they're known for wanting to eat plastic, which is a very weird
random. Oh my gosh.
Thing about their breed. And so I, as a cat mom, have to be super vigilant on, you know, making sure that I don't have any like plastic bags or anything plastic out. I don't know why it is, but it's something that the breed is known for. Luckily, knock on wood, we've never had any incidents here at the house, but I've talked to other Siberian owners. You just have to watch because they will kind of chew on things or potentially swallow things, which any cat and especially any kitten, you always have to watch for that as well. But that is just a random fact about this breed that is very true, as I have found. So it's all about controlling your environment. Obviously, like most cat parents do, you know, also being careful about what plants are in your house. There are so many plants and flowers that are toxic to cats, like lilies are a big one. So, you know, my husband knows we only have roses in this house and anything that's, you know, not toxic to cats. So that would be something very kind of random and small tidbit about the breed, because otherwise there's nothing bad I can say about them. They're an awesome, awesome breed of cat.
Well, Thank you so much. And thanks for those tips. For those listening, I've done several shows on for Cattitude where we talk about things not to have in the house, especially around holiday, because you tend to have things that you don't normally have other times of the year.
That's right.
Molly, thank you so much. Chipmunk is adorable. I wish Chipmunk and Squirrel a long, healthy life and full of, you know, commercials and lots of glamour. And thank you. You're an awesome cat mom. So, and thank you for having time to come on Cattitude. I so appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. We're so happy to be here. And actually, Chipmunk turns 1 year old on the 17th. So this is a fun pre-birthday celebration. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. So he's a St. Patrick's baby. So
that's right. That's right.
Happy birthday, Chipmunk. Happy birthday early. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I hope all of you enjoyed this show. How exciting to have a superstar cat on Cattitude. Actually, of course, this is his cat mom, Molly. So I want to thank Molly and Chipmunk for coming on the show. I want to thank everyone that listens to Cattitude. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to my cat crew, Molly, Dennis, and Charlotte. Out of all of them, Dennis would probably be a cat star, but, you know, he's an older dude and we're not going to Hollywood anytime soon, but he's so much fun. I love them all. So thank you, cat crew. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. So thank you, Mark, for all you do to make the show sound so great for everyone listening. Thank you for everyone that listens to Cattitude. I so appreciate it. The show is so popular and I work hard to keep it that way. And I work hard to keep bring you interesting, fun things that are all about cats. So thank you so much. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have Cattitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.